Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter shipping.
There's Sam Holland with his thoughts on day one of Warrnambool as we welcome in our panel to preview. Dean Lester's with us. How are you, Dean?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Nads.
Look, that's always the concern, isn't it? We know what we're dealing with. We've got a heavy eight. There is rain around. We do see the profile of this track change considerably from day one through to the final day.
Yeah, it does. And often, you know, that rain close to the meeting and or during the meeting has the more significant impact. So we'll sort of be relying on Rick and as you said, Sam, through social media to keep us up to speed with how the weather's playing out because, we've got some long-distance races today to wear that track out.
Exactly. Well, no one's got a better handle on Warrnambool and the way the track is, along with the carnival in general, than Rick McIntosh. How are you, Rick?
Good morning, Nadia. Good morning, Dean.
What's your thoughts on the weather and the way that things look there this morning?
Look, they'd been pretty average last night. But it was only just that messy Warrnambool sort of mill here, mill there kind of stuff all yesterday and last night, and then it looked like that was going to be the case all morning, and then as we're speaking at the moment the sun's out, so but that's not to say it's going to stay out either. it'll be as per the norm, but as Dean said, if you're punting, you're just going to have to be diligent with the way you work on every race and take in every little bit of information that you can get, TV, radio and everything, and hopefully you can find yourself something that might be beneficial. An important thing that Sammy didn't mention, which Dean put me onto a few years ago, is that remember because they've got this steeper lane that they use for the jumps races here, from the 800 metre mark to the 300 metre mark isn't going to be touched when we get to race three, which is a sprint race. So even though they've torn the straight up by running on it a couple of laps like Sam said. If they're on the best ground over on the inside coming around the Tome Turn, I don't think they're going to be in a hurry to get to the outside in the first few flat races. So we'll have to monitor that.
It's a very good point that you do bring up, Rick. Look, joining us as well from tab.com.au is Trent Langscale. How are you, Trent?
All well, and yourself, Nadia?
Yeah, very well. Look, this is a big meeting for the tab as usual, and you've had markets up now. Has there been much interest in day one?
There has been, Nadia. There's always plenty of tips around for the Warrnambool Carnival, so there's no shortage of punters having their picks, and some of the favourites have been pretty well supported throughout the day, and even the first couple of races on the cards, which are for the jumpers, there's been some spirited betting, so there's plenty of interest, and that'll no doubt be the case not only today but also tomorrow and then Thursday.
Well, let's start off the program looking at race number one, and this is a hurdle over 2 miles. As far as withdrawals, the scratchings are runners 7 and 10.
Well, we've had a good duel for favouritism this morning, Nadia, with Refectory officially coming out. So Hail Soriano, just the tab fixed odds favourite at $2.60. Bonfire at $2.70. All Wells just trimmed in slightly, $4.80 to $4.60. Trouble Bound at $8.50. Felix Bay at $9. And then it's $26 or better for the others. So the duel for favouritism, Hail Soriano and Bonfire at different stages this morning have been at the top of the market. But at present, Hail Soriano $2.60, Bonfire $2.70.
Okay, so that's a look at the market. What about the map, Dean? How have you got them settling down in this jump race?
I'd expect Bonfire with his flat speed, and he seems to be a bit of a dasher at the schools. He seems to have jumped along okay. Probably the leader, the likes maybe of Darab and Trouble Bound all well. But, a little bit speculative, a lot of these first go at the jumps and how the riders, with the intent of how they want to sight up the hurdles early. But I would think Bonfire will be rolling along.
All right, so that's the way that you've looked at the map. What about this keen betting duel between this pair? How have you gone separating them?
Yeah, look, it's a good race to start because I wouldn't be totally discarding Allwell either. I think he's got a legitimate chance. I've gone with Bonfire. I think he seems to jump very nicely. He's got Pateman aboard. He's had a good grounding on the flat and some good schooling. Certainly Hail Soriano seems to jump very well, and the quicker he went in that most recent trial, as Rick will talk about in a minute, he called the trial at Warrnambool. I thought the better he went when he jumped at a higher speed. He's the danger. He's got to run 3,200. That's a little doubt for me, but the hurdle tempo might suit him a lot better. Allwell, I think, can run very well. He's always jumped nicely. And Felix Bay, he's the one with the recent jumps run on the board and probably got too far back at Pakenham. Very good trainer, Amy McDonald. I put it in for fourth, but a really competitive race to start the carnival. 2.514.
So Dean goes 2 from 5, 1 and 4. How do you see this race, Rick?
Pretty similar. I have gone for Hail Soriano. It was more pretty taken by that trial that Dean was talking about. He trialled with Try 4, and there was plenty to like about it. He's been struggling to win a race since he's been out here, it's got to be said. He's probably got to go up a notch, but I've gone with him, All Conquering Weir Camp, to beat Bonfire, who, as Dean alluded to, may well be in front for a long way. One all well. He hasn't won a race in anything yet, but he gets maybe the right conditions here. And if there's a blowout, four Felix Bay did enough last start. A local obviously being set for the race. So that was my order, 5, 2, 1 and 4.
So 5, 2, 1 and 4 from Rick, and Dean goes 2 from 5, 1 and 4 in race number one. Trent, we go over to race two. Now this is a hurdle, a maiden hurdle over the 2 mile, and the scratching here is number three. How does the market look currently?
Nadia, Ancient King is the tab fixed odds favourite, but just a slight easer this morning, 230 the shortest price, now at 250. He's a Genius, 390 into 370. Orta also 650 into 6. Unabashed at 950. And then you get out to Marquardt here at 11 and Strike the Stars at 13. So Ancient King still the favourite at $2.50, but there has been support for He's a Genius this morning, 390 to 370.
All right. Ancient King, though, still holding the call. What about the Mapier Dean? What are they going to do here?
No, I would think the likes of, again, very speculative. He's a Genius, Unabashed. They've got the inside two draws, Strike the Stars. It just depends. Orta's got a little bit of speed on the flat. It just really depends on how the riders want to take it here with these novice jumpers and whether they just want to give them a good sider. And I actually don't think there'll be quite as much speed in this race as the first division.
All right. Rick, what do you like in race two?
I think Ancient King might be the best of the day here. He ran second in this race last year behind Delivery. His flat runs have been good enough. It was hard to make ground at Terang. He ran fourth in that revamped Terang Cup the start before. He battled away pretty well and ran fifth in the Stall Cup. He's been set for this, and I thought he might be the way to go here. I thought he might be just too good for them. I reckon if it was run on the flat, he'd be well and truly odds on. The ground doesn't hold any problems for him, and he's my best of the day. Four, He's a Genius. That jumps debut behind O'Kieran's Secret. There was plenty to like about that. He'll be strong. Eight, Strike the Stars. I've put in his third best, and 10, Unabashed, trained and ridden by Stephen Pateman. You'd imagine he'd be ready to go. 1, 4, 8, 10.
1, 4, 8 and 10 from Rick. What about you, Dean?
Yeah, Nards, he's had a bit of experience last season. Ancient King... over the jumps even the season before. In fact, he ran in a maiden hurdle here, not at the carnival, but behind Vadavai. And then last year he ran very well here behind Livery. So he gets his chance, I think, to break through. I thought his recent school, actually I think his jumping's gone up a notch. I think he jumped very economically and jumped really nicely at the recent school. To beat four, He's a Genius. The one thing he's got in his favour is a recent jump start and then the run on the flat to tick him over. I'd be very surprised if one of the two didn't win. I've put in 10 Unabashed and maybe 6 Orta next best. But, I think one very hard to beat for the danger. 1, 4, 10, 6.
1, 4, 10 and 6. Both Rick and Dean seeing race two very similarly. We go over then to the third race, and this is a maiden first of the flat events. It's over 1,200 metres, and scratching, she can take out 14 and 15.
Nadia, there's been a change of favouritism this morning. December, $3.90 once the scratching's come through. Now $3.20. Hurl de Vere, that's where the initial support was. The opening price was $5, but now the second elect at $3.60. You have Speedy Illusion at $7. Irish Mosse has been a touch easy, $6 to $7. Then Maxi Campo and Con Woman, they're both at 11 and at $16 or better the rest. So change of favouritism this morning, December, 390 into 320. Now Pearl de Vere on the second line of betting at 360.
And we've got a few first starters kicking off their careers here. What is your map at the moment, Dean?
No, there's three I haven't seen, and they're okay. Numbers 2, 4 and 8. But of the others, there's good speed around for the likes of Stars on 45 from an inner draw out wider, Pegasus Magic. December's got Blinkers First Time and the likes of Speedy Illusion, Blinkers First Time, Irish Moshe and Iron Machine have all got a degree of tactical speed. So big field, don't think there'll be a shortage of tempo here.
What do you like?
Need a good ride from Jared Fry on Pearl de Vere, but I was pretty taken with the debut run at Bendigo recently. It was a very good run, and the winner there, Divine Quality, might be way above average, ran very quick time for the day and won well. But Pearl de Vere was just as good running second for this sort of race anyway, and I think has a bit of luck from the wide draw. Pearl de Vere will run very well. From 11 Irish Moshe, the second of Gratwick here on heavy ground is a terrific form reference. Then another couple of good runs and probably trained off when it was beaten as favourite. Ultimately behind a very good horse in Plan CL before a spell resumes here. Think a local set for the race. Speedy Illusions, two runs back, have both been good. Narrowly caught on the line by Boomgarner last start. Now gets the Blinkers First Time, has to be regarded. And Conwoman, another local, sure to be set for the race. It can run well fresh, but I'll be watching the market moves closer to the race. This race sets up for something to be well fancied and get the money in these maidens, especially at the carnival. 13, 11, 6 and 9.
13, 11, 6 and 9 from Dean. What can you add, Rick?
Not a lot. I went with Pearl de Vere too, Renards. I was pretty taken with its debut, and you'd imagine it would have done plenty of jumping out around this region, Camperdown and Mortlake and Tarang in rain-affected ground. 13, as Dean said, just needs a bit of luck or a bit of magic from Fry from the outside, or no bad luck at least. I think it'll be very hard to beat. Irish Moshe, number 11. Its two wet track runs have been good. Went around favourite in that race Dean was talking about behind Plain CL. It's the second pick, 10 December. Blinkers go on. It's okay. She's no star, even though she's favourite at the moment. And 9, Con Woman, is the next best. 13, 11, 10 and 9.
13, 11, 10 and 9 from Rick, and Dean goes 13, 11, 6 and 9 in race number 3. The fourth race is a rating 78 over 2,350. You can take out runners 4 and 9.
Poppy Hollow, the solid as the Tab Fixed Odds favourite here, Nadia, at $2.70. Our Lucky Omens at $4.20. Lord Fandango at $4.40. Those prices haven't changed too much this morning, but there's been specking for Blue Jangles, 7 into 5, and also Just Junior, 11 into 8, and then it's $18 or better for the others. So not too much change at the top. Poppy Hollow, the $2.70 favourite, but there has been some support for Blue Jangles and Just Junior at a price.
All right, let's talk map. How do you see them running this along, Dean?
Nads, I think the likely speed's Blue Jangles. Can race fairly prominent here. Lord Fandango, I don't think will be far away. Our Lucky Omens probably next, but not a big field of stays, but probably just an even speed.
Okay, an even tempo. Who looks to be the most likely winner, Rick?
Well, Poppy Holler is the most likely. She's been up for something like 14 runs. She continues to race well, and she certainly doesn't win out of turn, and you certainly wouldn't be rushing in to take 6-4 or whatever the new age odds are about her, number 7, but you've probably got it. She's the one they've got to beat. The small field suits, the wet suits. She's just got to get down the outside and win. Our Lucky, or sorry, second I'll put in Lord Fandango, number 2. Nothing yet in the wet, but his form's solid enough. And one Our Lucky Omens. I was slightly disappointed with it last start in that unfurl race, but I guess it was a muddling race. And then 3 Just Junior next best. But I'd imagine Poppy Holler can get out to much better odds. Perhaps you've got to wait till she does. 7 ahead of 2, 1 and 3.
7 from 2, 1 and 3 from Rick. Dean, are you also with the favourite?
Yeah, you can put in a carbon for me, Nads. I actually like Poppy Holler a fair bit here. I know she's had a lot of racing, but she handles the wet. The big key here is she's not very big. She's down to 54 kilos. That's the big thing. She's been carrying bigger weights and running very well. And she had her first run at 2400 last start, so she's had the run in the distance range now. I'm pretty keen on her. Lord Fandango was he was big odds, but he won well at Ballarat. Don't think there was any fluke in that win, being kept for this. Our Lucky Omens is holding his form. And Just Junior, you just get the feeling this might be a little bit of a project from Kieran Maher. The horse had nearly 3 years on the sidelines. His two runs in have both been very good, and now arrives at the carnival third up, and a reasonable record at this distance, has won up to 3,000 metres, so wouldn't be surprised if he ran very well. But 7 the one to beat for me, 7-2-1-3.
So 7-2-1-3, both Dean and Rick going the same way in race 4. We go to the fifth race. This is over 1,000. It's a two-year-old race. It's the Vobis Gold Strike for the fillies, and you can take out runners 6, 8, 9, 10 and also 16.
Nadia, this is the first leg of the Big Six, which has a $50,000 projected pool for not only today but the other 2 days of the carnival. And Jasui Tycoon had early support, $4.60 into $4, and that's continued this morning, $4.20 into now $3.50. There has been admirers for the second elect in Pan Jinlian, who's been $8.50 into now $5.50. Then you've got She's Our Gift, $7.50, Wired at $9. Sierra Dora, even despite the Darren Weir and Dean Yendall combination, from an opening price of $5, is now $9. And then you've got Splashette and Pleasuring at $10 and $11 respectively. So the top two in the market have been the best supported, Jasui Tycoon $3.50 and Pan Jinlian at $5.50.
All right, we've got two-year-olds doing battle here, Dean. What can you tell us as far as their usual position in running?
Yeah, I can't tell you anything about numbers 12, 15, 17 and 18, Nards. But of what I've seen, I would think with the blinkers on, Pan Jinlian will be prominent. Any of the three inside gates have got enough speed to use their gates. Do It For Dottie off a jump out. Heart of Eden's got race experience and blinkers first time. And Wired also with the race experience and trialled nicely recently. So they've all got a degree of tactical speed. She's Our Gift won't be far away with the blinkers on, and maybe Maeve in Manhattan from out wider. But I think the inner draws, unless some of these unknowns have got high speed, the inside draws will probably hold the key a bit.
All right. What about tips? How have you gone assessing them?
Yeah, well, with the rider on it, that there's four that we haven't seen. I think they'd want to go pretty well to beat Pan Jinlian here, number 14. I've been really interested in preparation for this race. She's had 5 trials over a period of 6 months or so, 2 trials down here over spring, went back to Sydney. First trial in Sydney was outstanding, and that was the one day that she's worn blinkers. Then the last 2 trials at Randwick and Flemington, she's trialled well, but not as well as she trialled the day she wore the blinkers. Now she makes her debut and the blinkers are on. So I'm going to go with 14 Pan Jinlian for the Waterhouse Bot team to beat 2 She's Our Gift. I thought the win at Terang, I know they were very testing conditions, but she won well, and she's always shown ability. Blinkers go on here. 1 Jasui Tycoon, really good run at Bendigo, even run last start at Caulfield, highly competitive here, and Splashette, who ran quite well last start. 14-2-1-4.
14-2-1-4 in race number 5 from Dean. What about you, Rick?
I reckon this is the toughest race of the day for mine. I ended up going with Jasui Tycoon, number 1. I thought its 2 runs have been pretty solid. The Bendigo effort behind the Speed Street and also the Caulfield run. I've gone with the 1. Not a great deal of confidence, so I didn't know where to go here. 14 Pan Jinlian, as Dean said, there's been plenty to like about what it's been doing on the track, and they've obviously targeted down here with it being with the Vobis bonus and everything. The next best I put in number 2, She's Our Gift. I'm not sure how this Terang form's going to hold up, because it was the only race they ran on the track that day, but there was plenty to like about both 2 She's Our Gift and also 4 Splashette, who Damien Lane chose over a couple of more fancy Darren Weir runners, and it did a bit wrong and still ran really well for second. So with not a great deal of confidence, I went 1-14, 2-4.
1-14, 2-4 from Rick, and Dean goes 14 from 2, 1-4. That takes us through halfway of day 1 of the Warrnambool Carnival. We'll take a break. This is Winners on RSN 927. Yes, welcome back to Winners. Day 1 of the Warrnambool Carnival, and of course the feature race today is the running of the Briley, which is race 6, as we continue our preview on the panel with Dean Lester, caller Rick McIntosh and the TABS Trent Langscale. Well, this is the big one of the day, the Briley, over 3,450 metres, and the Scratching Trent, you can take out number 11.
Nadia, ZM as the TAB fixed odds favourite has been a drifter this morning, 250 to 290. The supporters come for gold medals, 460 into 370. Now in ZM, Kazan also easy, 350 to 390. Then you've got Nishiazabu and Western Kingdom. They're both at 11 and then $13 or better. The rest headed by Dormelo Mo. So ZM is an easing favourite at $2.90. The money has been for gold medals, 460 into 370 in the Briley Steeplechase.
And how do you have them settling down, Dean?
No, I think ZM, you'd expect that he's going to be rolling along here. I think Now and Zen and Gold Medals have certainly got the tactical speed to keep him a bit of company. Both have schooled up well, and then the likes of Western Kingdom, probably Nishiazabu behind them.
Ricky, such an exciting concept, ZM. He was able to win the Von Dusser over the Oakbank Carnival, and he's still very new at the caper, but he looks like he's got a big future in front of him.
Look, the important thing too, Nadia, is, and I don't know this has got out in the press that much, it's definitely a heavy 10 for the steeple track course too.
Okay.
Maybe if there was a rating heavier than 10, it might have got it, apparently. So it's a heavy 10 up there. Look, my knock on ZM is he came over here wound up and he trialled well. He won well here at Warrnambool. I think I best betted him that day. He went and it was a fighting, gutsy win. He went all out to win the Von Dusser. And then he's had to come back from Oakbank and have an easy week or so and get ready for this. And I reckon this is a bit of a challenge for him. So I actually went around him. I went for the first time. I think that Gold Medals is a great each-way chance at that $5 that they were betting when it opened. His trial here the other day was good. He's a carnival winner. I think he won the Hammonds Novice Hurdle here on day three last year. He's run in the cup before. They've got him ready for this. He's got a great chance to five, as has Now and Zen, number three. It's a fabulous hurdle record, isn't it? Seven starts for five wins. They trialled in the same trial here last week. There was plenty to like about the both of them. ZM's obviously the one they've got to beat, and he was poisonous odds, but he might get out to something backable if the money keeps coming for the other two. And the other one in the race is 9 Western Kingdom. Now, he is huge overs. There was plenty to like about his trial the other day. He gets good weight relief. He's got Jay Mott. He's never missed a place over the jumps. And if you want one for the day to have a crack at it around 15 or 16 bucks, he's it each way, the 9. So 5, 3, 1 and 9. I reckon they're the four chances for the Briley.
5, 3, 1 and 9 from Rick. How do you see it, Dean?
Yeah, I think they are the four main chances. I think there's three winning chances, and I'm going to go with ZM. I just think he's so effective around this circuit. He scoots around here, and I think Pateman just lets him roll that little bit more. I think he'll give a great sight. I think he's still the one to beat. I loved Now and Zen's trial last week. I think he'd become a really ragged hurdler. I think he'd lost respect for the hurdles, but the bigger fences, he didn't run them down. He jumped them really well, and there's plenty to like. The one thing I would say is that rating of the heavy ground through the steeple course isn't absolutely to his liking. But long as he can get his footing when he's got to accelerate later in the race, I think he'll be okay. Gold medals. Gee, I think Simon Wild brought up a really good point that he's the only one of the main chances that hasn't had a jumps run this season. But he's had plenty of schooling and flat racing, and he's a legitimate chance. And Western Kingdom, who's a good hurdler, goes to the fences. I thought the deeper he got into his recent trial, the better he jumped, and he got into a better rhythm. He'll be certainly very competitive. 1, 3, 5 and 9.
1, 3, 5 and 9 from Dean and the Briley, and Rick goes 5 from 3, 1 and 9. Well, race 7, this is the first leg of the quaddy over 1,100, a benchmark 64, and you can take out horses 3 and 5.
Nadia, Miss Benedetta had good support even before the scratching of Baumgartner this morning, was $5 into $3.70, and now Miss Benedetta, the tab fixed odds favourite, $3.10. Support also for Ruby Eyes this morning, $5.50 into $4.60, so as a result, King of the Arc just a slight ease to $5. Short Espresso and Mrs. Martin, they're both at $7.50, and then Volcanic Sky, the best of the others, at $13. But Miss Benedetta, well supported as the $3.10 favourite in the 7th.
Okay, what about the map, Dean? How do you see it being run?
Yeah, I think she's going to be prominent, Miss Benedetta. Denigree, I think, will use Barrier 1 to some degree. King of the Arc's got enough speed, and maybe out wider, the likes of Mrs. Martin with the blinkers on, and Unique Storm, who's never far away. So, there's enough good speed here over the 1,100.
Okay, what about betting? Is this a race that you want to invest in?
I'm very keen on Miss Benedetta. I think just peaked on her run first up, fitter. You just have to think this is an ideal race for her. I think where she's drawn, Yandel can get really control the race, and I think she's awfully hard to beat. King of the Arc's won two out of three, so he's smart. He hasn't been seen on heavy ground, so that's the query, but he obviously has talent. Short Espresso resumes, would have been set for this race, ran fifth in it last year, can be competitive. And Volcanic Sky, first run for Jared McLean, trialled up okay at Burrumbeat last week without the blinkers on, has got fresh form, got wet form, be worth putting in at least trifectas and first fours. But seven, clearly, I think the one to beat from 1, 6 and 12.
So seven from 1, 6 and 12. What about you, Rick?
I've gone for Remiss Benedetta 2, number 7. That was a pretty good return at stall on Cup Day there. Short Espresso, number 6, who ran 5th in the race last year and who loves wet ground and has obviously been set for this first up as the danger. One King of the Arc's got no wet track form, but hard to knock what form it's got, albeit it was last year and it is returning, but it won first up last time. And then I've put in the number 9, Ruby Ice. Goes up 2 kilos. She's had her issues, but Simon Wild seems to have sorted out. She won at Geelong on Saturday. Up 2 kilos for that Andrew Mellion on it was my fourth tip. 7, 6, 1, 9.
7, 6, 1 and 9 from Rick. And Dean goes 7 from 1, 6 and 12 in race number 7. To the 8th event, this is a benchmark 64 to be run over 1,100. Now, the scratchings are runners 2 and 4. How does the market read with the tab, Trent?
Nadia Del Piero is the tab fixed odds favourite at $3.20. Los Cabos, just easy as the second elect, $4.40 to 5 this morning. Support for Save Me Ned, $8.50 into $5.50. You've got Equieto at $7.50. Bring Me Luck at $8.50. And then out to $11 or better for the others, headed by Manjar. So Del Piero, the $3.20 favourite, but support for Save Me Ned, $8.50 into $5.50.
And where does the speed come from, Dean?
Yeah, I think she's got magic probably out wide. Nards is the leader. The likes of Save Me Ned, Suave Hero, Manjar, I don't think it'll be that far away, and neither would Equieto from Barrier 4. So, again, pretty good speed here.
And, Rick, looking at this race, you've got the majority of the fancies all resuming from spells.
Yes, they are, but, I mean, you'd imagine they've all been certainly a target, especially the locals. Del Piero, number 7, is the one I went for. I thought he might have been able to get the money here first up. For second, number 5, Los Cabos. They're both resuming. Put him in for second. 10 for third, which is Bring Me Luck. And I put in Save Me Ned, number 9, for fourth. Interesting, the money. Meach will know where to go on it. From a good draw, it'll get a beautiful run behind them. And an absolute doyen of the carnival. He usually gets a winner somewhere, Michael O'Leary. I know he's in the twilight of his career now, but he's obviously got something planned here with the Save Me Ned having that little backing. So 7, 5, 10 and 9.
So we go 7, 5, 10 and 9. What about you, Dean?
Yeah, I think he's the key runner here, Del Piero. Resuming, he's been gelded since his last campaign. Resumes, I think it's a very suitable race. He can just blend into the race from the wider draw. Equieto, seen him trial at Cranbourne, seen him trial last week at Burrumbeat. He looks to be going very well. Gets the claim here for Jordan Grobb. Bring Me Luck, I think another local, that, as you've outlined, Nards, a lot of these are first up, and he's one of those, would have been set for this. And Manjar, I thought it was a lot better win than the margin might have suggested at Bendigo. He worked a bit in the middle stages and just probably peaked on his run. He'll be fitter for that run. But 7 the one to beat, won the main danger. 7, 1, 10, 6.
7, 1, 10 and 6 from Dean. Rick goes 7 from 5, 10 and 9 in race 8. Over to the 9th event, and this is the City of Warrnambool Handicap, the open over 1,700 metres, where runners 13, 14, 15 and 16 are withdrawn.
Well, the early punters took plenty of support here, Nadia, for Gallic Chieftain, opened $13 and is now at the top of the market at $3.50, but the money's just dried up a little bit after the 13 went up. You've got Lady Selkirk this morning, $3.90 into $3.70. Albertino has eased slightly, $6 to $6.50. Similar for War Story, $7.50 to $8. And then Ormito and Tick Tick Bloom head the rest of the others at $11. So top two in the market have had good support. Gallic Chieftain particularly early, now $3.50 with Lady Selkirk $3.70.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the map, Dean. How do you read it?
Yeah, Matthew Williams' horses have got the control of the speed here. Now, Albertino will be the leader, and from Barrier 2, I'd expect Lady Selkirk will probably nearly settle second. And then you've probably got a wall of them behind them, whether a few of them from out wide push on and try and get their spots. But Albertino will lead, and I think at some stage you'll probably try and break them up a bit.
What have you gone for?
Hardest horse to assess at the day, Nards, is Gallic Chieftain. If he's ready, he'll beat these. You would think he's probably on a Queensland campaign ultimately or something like that. I think he's a really good horse in the making, but he might be able to just pick this off on the way through. I've gone with him, but I think the market closer to the race will really sort him out. Albertino, as I said, I think at some stage he'll have a big margin, and whether he can keep going at 1700 is the query, but he'll give a good sight. The two weir runners here, Ormito and Tick Tick Bloom, but come through the same race at Caulfield. They both did enough there. They both looked really well in the yard. Both went to the Burrumbeat trials last week and seemed to have a good hit out there. So I think they're going to be competitive. But nine's the key runner, and I think the market will tell the story. 9, 6, 5, 10.
So 9, 6, 5, and 10 from Dean. What about you, Rick?
I went with the 9-2. Look, $13 was probably an average price to go up, given he was a good price if you took it, given... he's clearly got the most scope of any horse in this race, number 9. I think you look back at this race in 12 months' time and he'll have done more than anybody else. But it all depends where they all are with their fitness and the like. I think he might be getting into rock-bottom odds now, even though, as I said, I think he's the most promising horse in the race. Lady Selkirk, number 11, will be prime, no doubt. Of course, Matthew Williams and Dean Yendall have won this the last 2 years with Turn It Around. 5 is the third pick, which is Amito. It certainly be the benefit of having that run at Caulfield under its belt, but whether it needs another one or not. And then I thought 8 War Story comes through. I know it was only Warwick Nabeel, but it was a darn good win. Put it in as the fourth best. 9, 11, 5, and 8.
9, 11, 5, and 8 from Rick, and Dean goes 9 from 6, 5, and 10 in race 9. Well, the final race on day 1 is race 10. The benchmark 70 over 1200 metres, and the scratchings are 8, 9, and 13.
Hopefully, it's not too much of a get out for the punters, Nardi, but the favourite ones with the tab certainly on Boss Coney this morning, as much as $3.40 into now $2.90. Don't Babylon, just a slight ease, $4.60 to $4.80. Royal Ace at 6. Still some specking for Recalculate. It was as much as $12 yesterday, now 8 into $6.50 this morning. El Gatino at 9 and then out to $15 or better the rest. So Boss Coney, well found now, the $2.90 favourite, but they're still specking for Recalculate at $6.50.
And how does the map look, Dean?
Nards, I would expect that the likes of Bully Wolf, Don't Babylon, Boss Coney are the three that'll break ahead of probably 4 or 5 of them, which include Il Gatino, Royal Ace, Favonsky, Balaruski. But I think there's 3 probably that'll break clear early.
And Rick, let's talk about your tips in the final event. Are you with the 5?
Well, I'm with Boss Coney, number 7. I think there's plenty to like about the way it's going. Its heavy track win last start was the go, and I've put it on top of 14, Don't Babylon. No doubt it's going to like the conditions as well. Drawn a good gate, has the ability to be there somewhere and unleash something. So 7 ahead of 14. 2 Recalculate, who of course won at the carnival 2 years ago. I think it was a day 3 win, but he's in the race. And Il Gatino, who actually won this race with 60.5 last year, is in it as well. But I thought Royal Ace might be better for its run at Store, where not everything went right. Maybe it's in the chances. 7, 14, 2 and 5.
7, 14, 2 and 5, Dean?
Yeah, I think he's a beauty, Boss Coney. He's come back really well. Dominant win first up, narrowly beaten second up, easy win third up. Handles a wet, makes his own luck. Well, there's plenty to like. Recalculate, I just don't think he really hit out on the firm ground first up at Sandown. Didn't like his action there, but back onto the soft ground, as Rick said, a winner here at the Carnival. He ran in the City of Warrnambool last year at 1700, but I think as a run-on sprinter, he's better suited. I've put him in for second. Don't Babylon, number 14, will ride the speed and give a good sight. And little Ruffiardi Fred, number 4, thought he smoked up nicely behind them in a recent trial. He's got some wet track form. 7, 2, 14 and 4.
So we go 7, 2, 14 and 4 from Dean. 7, 14, 2, 5 from Rick in the last. Okay, Rick, what's your best on the program?
I'm going with the 2nd, number 1, Ancient King, placed in the race last year. Thought he could go one better this time around. Race 2, number 1, Ancient King is my best, Nadia.
Wonderful. Well, we look forward to hearing your broadcast throughout the afternoon. Good calling, and we'll catch up with you shortly as we update the 1st.
Thank you, Nard. Sun shining here, so see you for the 1st soon.
Look forward to it. Dean, how do you wrap up this meeting?
Nards, I'm going to make Poppy Holler my best. Race 4, number 7. Best value is in the 2-year-old race 5, number 14, Panginlian. My quaddy, I'm going to... The quaddy and player of the day are going to be all in one. So the quaddy, my wider quaddy, will be first leg 1, 6, 7, 8, 12. Second leg 1, 6, 7, 8, 10. Third leg, 5, 6, 9, 10, 11. And the last leg, 2, 4, 5, 7 and 14. And then just a shorter quaddie home. First leg, 7 only. Second leg, 1 and 7. Third leg, 5, 6, 9, 10. And the last leg, 2, 4, 7 and 14.
And Dean will be looking forward to catch up with you before each race today with your online service.
Absolutely. Look forward to it, Nards.
There's our preview, day one, Warrnambool. Boom. Before we go, we better get the best back from the Tabs, Trent Langscale. What would be the best back runner today, Trent?
Well, I'd say race 7, number 7, Miss Benedetta there, Nadia. But certainly with that push from both Dino and Rick, you'd say race 10 at number 7, Bosconi. That $2.90 might not last too long.
May not. We'll be looking forward to following through social media and hearing you throughout the day on what the moves are with some of these races from Warrnambool. We'll catch you tomorrow. Thanks, Trent.
Thanks, Nadia.
There's our look at day one of Warrnambool. It is approaching 11 o'clock.
Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter SHIPPING.